Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you missed any of the show, grab the podcast. Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
I take it he's still in New York, right? Hanging out?
Locked down in the city, we assume.
Yeah.
Nick Griffin joining us?
Yeah.
So our standard questions to our...
It sounded like you wanted to yell out right away, like, somebody's listening to me. Yeah. That was so crazy. Right. I'm here, save me.
We'll get the standard issue questions.
Yeah, talk to me. Yeah. For God's sake.
Out of the way, when was the last time you did a live performance? When's the last time you adjusted a microphone stand?
Boy, it's been a while. I was in Lake Tahoe, probably, I don't know the exact date, but I want to say March 20-something.
Okay.
And all week there was 16, 20 people in the audience, and then they canceled the Sunday show, and somehow I got home back to New York City, and that was it.
That was probably about the same week, most people.
Most people did it like the week before, the 13th, 14th.
Yeah, I think he's lost track of time.
And in the meantime, what are you doing for sexual gratification?
What? You know, I take several medications that really tamper my libido. You'd be surprised. I'm like a gentleman now.
Nobody to harass in your apartment?
No, this seriously, like once every 10 days maybe. I'm not kidding.
Okay.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, yeah. Is there a favorite site you like to go to?
Well, I don't want to get into specifics.
It's kind of weird.
it's as weird as it. I mean, look, I went to Catholic school for 14 years or something. It's still not terribly comfortable for me.
Nick, what are you doing? We talked to a bunch of our comedian friends are stuck in their houses, and our buddy Lewis Black's there in New York. He's by himself. I know you're by yourself. So what do you do every day?
You know, I've been having terrible time getting to sleep, so sometimes I stay up all night, and then I get up at 6, and I walk out, and I take a walk for an hour.
Okay.
And it's like Escape from New York. I don't know if you remember that, but it's the ne'er-do-wells and a few walkers and a few nurses heading to work, and it's just weird. And then I come home and I do a little bit of writing and, I talk to friends, but I mean, it's isolation. There's not a whole lot going on. I wish I had some great...
No, that's fine. We always like to tell people what it's really like to be isolated. And unlike our state where people are running around shopping, New York City's people are dying everywhere and you are stuck in a hotel and you're actually in your apartment somewhere.
And how big is your apartment?
Oh, it's so small. So, yeah, and it didn't feel small. I mean, because, you know, I'm a comic. I've been in a studio apartment since college. So, which should give you an idea of the trajectory of my career. But,
and you're on the road all the time anyway, so you're not even there half the time, and now you're there all the time.
Exactly. That's exactly right. It used to be a place to throw a coat, and now I'm there all the time, and it really...
You're going nuts.
I haven't reevaluated until this phone call about how I've been getting by, but yeah, it's tough. I mean, I got... I don't have a lot going on.
So you don't see a glimmer of hope off in the horizon?
Look, I have a girlfriend I see. She lives across town.
Oh, good. Okay.
But Yeah, she's working remotely, so I can't really go over there until night, and then I get tired, and I don't want to go all the way over there. So, you know, we see each other.
You get tired. So how would you get there?
Too tired to see the girlfriend, and too uncomfortable.
Right.
He's too uncomfortable to masturbate.
Well, he's obviously saving it for her. Hopefully he's saving it for her.
I would suggest you take this time and learn how to get comfortable masturbating.
Is that a subway ride for you? Are you getting on the subway or not?
No, I walk usually. It's about a 30-minute walk.
Okay, that's okay. Okay, I got it. All right.
Sometimes I take a cab, but that's, you know, people say you shouldn't do that.
Yeah.
I've been a little bit looser. Like, I'm just so up in my head that sometimes I forget to put on my mask, and I got to go back up and get my mask. Because
right.
I've gotten some nasty responses from people about not wearing a mask.
Oh, okay, got it. That's the way it should be, though.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, in fact, it's New York City. You're going to get shot before this, so...
When do you
I
shouldn't say, none of us know when you're going to go back on the road. We don't know anything's happening right now, obviously, but
it's like, I mean, I know that everyone has probably told you this already, but I don't think I ever went 3 days without doing stand-up.
We were asking that of a lot of guys, and been around for a long time, and you said more than, hasn't been 3 days, really. Are you practicing at the house?
I write a ton. I've been writing a ton, and but I haven't been practicing. Luckily, I have, you know, everyone records their set, so I can go back if we get the okay that we're going to open in a week. I can sit there and listen to it for 4 or 5 days and be ready. But no, I haven't been practicing at all.
How about this? I mean, it's none of my business, but I'll ask anyway. Rainy day fund. Rainy day fund. Are you okay? Because, you know, you're not getting paychecks, and that sucks.
I put in for some of those things, but I haven't heard anything. I'm sure everyone and their mother is putting in for it. It's been luckily I got the girlfriend who's a lawyer and she gets by. So
the girlfriend you're too tired to go see.
Right. That's when I suddenly get a burst of energy and can make it over there, you know?
We were discussing earlier, I would think it would be a difficult time to write since I'm just full of anxiety and depression, and I think you're inclined too, but where do you get the inspiration?
Well, as I said earlier, I live in a studio apartment, and I'm not 26, so I get it from just not wanting to end up in a studio apartment and 5 years from now. I had coffee a couple times with David Tell.
Okay.
Who's like one of my favorite comics ever, and he's talking about writing every day, and I just, you know, it's New York, everybody's competitive, and so I figure I'm going to go home and write too, and I've kind of stayed on that schedule.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm sure you got something there.
I think the hardest thing is just not having anything to watch. I mean, I know everyone's watching their little shows, but I'm a huge sports fan. And
Right. There's no sports. Yeah.
I know.
You can't leave. And sports, you can always leave on in the background while something's going on, but now a TV show in the background, it doesn't mean anything if you're not paying attention to it, you know?
And
you want to get off the news as much as you possibly can. I realize you got to stay informed.
Are you a Chief fan? Did you watch the draft?
I did not watch the draft. I have three brothers who are insane Chiefs fans, and they kept me informed, but I didn't watch it. No,
you didn't miss anything. You didn't miss anything.
Yeah.
You won the last Super Bowl anyway. We call it the last Super Bowl here on the show. You know, the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I worry about you. I worry about you, Nick.
Don't worry about me. I'm good.
Follow Nick on Twitter,
I'm
by the way.
Self-sufficient.
Yeah, I know. You are self-sufficient. I know you're good. Yeah. Well, we can't wait to see you again soon, man. We really do, you know. And
I hope I gave you some decent time. I don't know what I'm doing.
We don't even care about decent time anymore, Nick. We just care about filling time.
Just time. You're funny, man. It was a great conversation. We appreciate it. We'll check back in.
All right. Well, next time we talk, I'll be comfortable with the whole website thing.
Okay. Then share all of that with us.
Or go visit.
That's right. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, all right. Nick.
Thanks, Nick.
All right, he's got a girlfriend. Good
for him.
All right. My favorite stories about him was he had a girlfriend. I was dating a girl, I think it was right at the beginning, and she had like a 13-year-old kid. And the kid was just sitting there looking at him like, you know, yeah, I know what you're here for. You know, just looking at him like, and the kid just hated Nick just by looking at him. He's like, yeah, just looking at him. Oh, you're the next guy.
Oh,
man.
Another one.
You're the another one. Yeah. He remembers that look completely. And I just pictured Nick, because Nick's just one of those kind of crazy anxiety comedians anyway.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like the type that kids would just take to.
No.
No.
Well, that kid seemed to probably gave eight guys a bad look for a year. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, he was just the latest.
Right.
Oh, he hates every new stepdad.
Right. You're not my real dad, Cliff.
Especially at that age.
Nick, Jim, Steve, whoever.
Oh, yeah. That's when the dude my mom ended up marrying came into my life around that time. And it's bad. Yeah. So you're trying to assert independence, and then they're, you know.
And this guy's not your dad.
No.
So how'd that work out?
Oh, not good.
Did he reach out in uncomfortable ways for you? Did he try to be cool and it just didn't work?
Yeah. And then he just tried to be like a domineering asshole.
Right.
I remember when my mom, initially, like when they got engaged, she's like, you don't seem excited. I'm like, well, he always said you wouldn't marry somebody that we don't like. And
right.
We don't like him. So, I don't know. Congrats.
That's a great
You lied. I actually went through that. It was with a grandparent. See, my grandfather and my grandmother got divorced when I was very, very young,
right.
And he got remarried, and she was, call me grandma. And we were like, okay.
No, you're the guy. You're the woman grandpa's banging.
Well, I had grandma.
And she probably smelled like fish too.
She was still around.
Oh, that's right. Grandma was still alive.
You know?
That's right.
Grandma.
Real grandma's real alive. Right.
Still in the picture. It's still very much a part of my life. I was like, that's you're not grandma. Yeah.
Call me grandma.
And this is when I was like, 8 or 9 or 10 years old.
Did you look at her and smile and just didn't say anything?
I think
you actually said out loud, no, I'm not going to call you grandma.
There were two of us. There was me and I had one cousin on that side of the family. I think we both just kind of went, No. That's okay.
My daughters were 8 and 12 when Christy came into the picture, and they butted heads for quite a while.
Oh, yeah. I think that'd be a tough age for a girl.
Yeah.
I get to, you're not my dad for my kids.
Yeah, but you are. I've seen them.
Yeah, wife well, helped like perpetuate that too.
Yeah, right.
That's coming back to bite me in the ass.
Pretty sure they're not yours,
Mr. Skin too. In a little bit, we're talking to him.
Good. An excessive heat warning for the Valley of the Sun continues today after Phoenix broke a century-old record Sunday. The National Weather Service said Phoenix hit 102 degrees at 2 p.m., breaking the record for the hottest April 26th that was set back in 1898.
Yeah.
You remember how hot it was that year?
That was brutal.
That was the worst.
Oh, we could go outside then. That was cool, though. 1898, we'd go outside.
Sunday was also the first 100-degree day of the year in the Phoenix area.
Is that earlier than normal, or is that about normal?
No, about May is when the 100-degree days start coming.
Supposed to reach 102 again this afternoon.
I think Vegas had record.
Well,
close to record heat, too.
The virus will go away. They're saying the heat just takes
away. No, that's not necessarily the case.
Oh, no, nobody said that. No.
That's what I was banking on.
Yeah.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Did you see the story about Betsy Ross and her boobs?
Never thought you'd say that.
But I'm intrigued.
Never thought I'd heard it.
Well, don't be intrigued. This is not a great story. However,
you really sell it, man.
Yeah,
you really sell it.
But hang on.
Keeping them on the hook.
But I saw it making the rounds over the weekend, and it was kind of a big deal. And even late last week.
Something we were never taught in history class as kids.
Has nothing to do with history.
It's Betsy Ross and her boobs.
Does she have nice cans?
I assume.
Okay.
But or this did, is a woman who is alive now named Betsy Ross.
Oh, okay.
See. I thought maybe.
Who the hell would name their kid Betsy if your last name's Ross?
Mr. and Mrs.
I know. I realize it's an ancient name, but people are going to still come up. Oh, you're Betsy Ross. Why don't you knit me something, bitch?
Yeah.
You know?
Knit me something, bitch. She's had that her entire life.
I think she was more of a seamstress than a knitter.
Yeah. Either way.
Right. She didn't make the first American Afghan.
Yeah. Like, cool if she did.
What did you call me? A knitter?
A knitter, yeah.
You sure you said that right?
Yeah, be careful.
So you didn't hear the story about Betsy Ross and her boobs?
Nope,
did not.
It's a beautiful little story. Betsy Ross, an out-of-work sign language interpreter, as you would be at this time.
Those people, I cannot stop looking at them people. Everybody's got them. The governor has one. The mayor has one.
Anybody holding a press conference.
Cuomo has one. You're right.
No, do they do one at the national press
conference? No,
they don't have one there.
They don't have
they
one
don't
there.
Do they.
The governors and mayors do.
Oh, well.
Well, because they couldn't say, well, we can't sign language all this crap that the orange guys say.
Right, because you can't sign language incoherent.
Exactly. That could be it. I had no idea what he's talking about.
I don't know. I just throw their hands up in the air.
I've seen some sign language people at metal concerts, and it's pretty close to incoherent there.
I think, with the national press briefings, you would just turn around and wave your ass.
Right, yeah. Yeah, he's talking out his ass.
He's talking out his ass again.
We're all going to die.
It'd just be 10 minutes of you waving your ass.
Yep.
I don't know what he's saying. He's just talking out his ass. I gave you a little visual there.
Thank you.
It was nice. It helped. Thank you.
Betsy Ross from Visalia, California, was walking in a public park going to play pickleball with her family.
Oh, pickleball's fun.
Kids noticed that someone had smashed up all the duck nests that were there.
I don't think you should be playing pickleball.
No, but people playing tennis.
Because you have to touch the same ball.
Yes, you do.
Well,
I don't get either.
The timeline on this is vague. At Board Panda, they just said recently.
Okay.
So even then, we don't know when this actually happened.
Because, you know, that's big.
I love there's a website just called Board Panda. So they're just, we're bored.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. It's just a meme site.
Right.
Stupid news.
Yeah. So the kids noticed that somebody had smashed up all the duck nests that were there at the park. One of the duck eggs had pretty much survived, only had a very small crack. It wasn't leaking, so the kids begged her to save it and try to help it hatch. The kids were upset, of course, because of the nest, so she said yes.
So she warmed them with her boobs, right?
So she contacted the local wildlife rescue organization. They don't take eggs, but if it hatches, then we'll take it, they said. So the best spot she could think of to keep it warm, Tyler.
Yes, right between her big knockers.
Was in her bra, close to her chest.
As he so delicately put it.
Yes.
Well, she kind of puts it that way as well.
Her bosom.
She looked into it and found that the eggs basically require warmth and humidity. She said that her boobs sweat and heat.
Yes, they do.
Well, that's how you can kill the virus, too.
So she carried it in her bra for 35 days.
Sunshine and humidity.
In
so she could just put the COVID between her boobs.
She 35 days?
It didn't crack them at all? She carried it in her bra for 35 days and slept with it there as well. She says she's a plus-sized girl.
Yep.
Oh.
So it just kind of fit right between her breasts.
All right.
Surprised she didn't
eat it.
More than enough boobage.
I'm hungry. Sorry, I just chewed on it.
Egg for breakfast.
I was sleeping. I just chewed on it.
Or roll over and just crush the thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
She also had to rotate it a few times a day.
I bet she did.
Yeah, I like to rotate it a few times
a
day.
Did it vibrate? Yeah.
The only time she didn't have the egg was when she showered. She would hand it to her husband for a few minutes.
Where would he put it?
Yeah.
You know.
In her research, she learned that when a duckling is hatched, it needed much more humidity than she could provide, and that she had to stop rotating it. So she built a hatching box herself.
She got a nice hatching box.
Moist.
Betsy had to help get it out of the shell because it had hatched a little bit early. She kept after it. Turned out to be a male bird. Eventually built up the strength to walk. She carried him with her everywhere. Later on, she would let him swim in the tub and in the mud puddles. And when the duckling was old enough, Betsy found him a home at a nearby farm.
And they killed it and ate it.
He is doing well and has a new human girl who loves him, according to Betsy Ross
Mrs.
and her boobs.
Misses those cans, though, I bet.
Yeah. Well, she did that for 35 days.
Yeah, that's a nice little isolation project.
There you go.
Hide an egg in your ass today.
Nurturing an egg.
See what happens.
I would smash it.
So you can see how there's not much of a story there, but damn if I didn't want to say, did you see the story about Betsy Ross and her boobs?
Nope. It was all worth it.
Actually, there was more of a story than I thought there'd be.
Really?
I thought that was, you're carrying an egg in your underneath your cans for 35 days. I want to hear about it.
It's very wholesome.
I'm glad you passed that along.
I am too, Craig.
That was uplifting.
It's our non-coronavirus news right there.
Good stuff.
Mr. Skin, speaking of boobs, next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.